All praise to the one to whom all dignity, honor, and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family, and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, we will continue the classes of Arabic and recitation of the Quran, and also, inshallah, learning the meaning of the Quran. And inshallah, today we will have Surah Al-Haqqah. And inshallah, first I will recite for you Surah Al-Haqqah, and then inshallah, we will recite it together, and then we will learn its meaning and some of the lessons which is related to this surah, inshallah. Inshallah, now we will recite Surah Al-Haqqah, Surah number 69. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Al-Haqqatu mal-Haqqatu wa ma adraka mal-Haqqah. Kazzabat Thamud wa 'Adun bil-Qari'ah. Fa amma Thamud fa uhliku bi طاغية وأما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبع ليال وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعا كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باقية وجاء فرعون ومن قبله والمؤتفكات بالخاطئة فعصوا رسول ربهم فأخذهم أخذة رابية إنا لما طغى الماء حملناكم في الجارية لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيها أذن واعية فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة وحملت الأرض والجبال فدكتا دكة واحدة فيومئذ وقعت الواقعة وانشقت السماء فهي يومئذ واهية والملك على أرجائها ويحمل عرش ربك فوقهم يومئذ ثمانية يومئذ تعرضون لا تخفى منكم خافية فأما من أوتي كتابه بيمينه فيقول هاؤم اقرؤوا كتابية صدق الله العظيم. بسم الله أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بالله الرحمن الرحيم. I will read and then you read after me. حاقة ما الحاقة
ما الحاقة
وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك.
Again, I want you to notice that there is a sukun above the dal, and this means that you know you will divide. You will say أدراك وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
الحاقة
الحاقة.
Again, الحاقة
الحاقة
ما
ما
الحاقة
الحاقة
وما
وما
because there is a مادة. Okay, أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
الحاقة
الحاقة
كذبت
كذبت.
I want you to notice that there is a شدة above the ذال. Okay, so I am saying كذبت
كذبت
ثمود
ثمود
وعاد
وعاد
بالقارعة
بالقارعة
كذبت
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 ثمود
ثمود
وعاد
وعاد
بالقارعة
بالقارعة
فأما
فأما
again there is a shadda above the meme فأما
فأما
ثمود
ثمود
The next word, I want you to notice that there is a sukoon above the he. Okay, so I will say fa'uhliku.
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 Bittaghiyah.
بالطاغية.
Again, فأما
فأما
ثمود
ثمود
فأهلكوا
فأهلكوا
لام هذا كسرة فأهلكوا
فأهلكوا
بالطاغية
بالطاغية
وأما
وأما
عاد
عاد
فأهلكوا
فهلكوا
بريح
بريح
صرصر
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 عاتية
عاتية.
Again, let us repeat this six again. الحاقة
الحاقة
ما الحاقة
ما الحاقة
وما
وما
أدراك
أدراك
ما
ما
الحاقة
الحاقة.
This is how when you learn Arabic you recite like this. But for the Quran, you know, you will say you will have it all together, following each other. الحاقة ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. I will stop at the last one. Okay, so I will say الحاقة ما الحاقة because as if it is one sentence. Then وما أدراك ما الحاقة. Okay, so let us say it together now. الحاقة
ما الحاقة
وما أدراك ما الحاقة. Again.
الحاقة
ما الحاقة وما أدراك ما الحاقة. كذبت
كذبت
ثمود
ثمود
وعاد
وعاد
بالقارعة
بالقارعة.
فأما
فأما
ثمود
ثمود
فأهلكوا
فأهلكوا
بالطاغية
بالطاغية.
وأما
وأما
عاد
عاد
فأهلكوا
فأهلكوا
بريح
بريح
صرصر
صرصر
عاتية
عاتية.
سخرها
سخرها.
Again, the خ has شدة. سخرها
سخرها
عليهم
عليهم
سبع
سبع
ليال
ليال
وثمانية
ثمانية
أيام
أيام
حسوما
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 حسوما.
فترى
فترى
القوم
القوم
فيها
فيها
صرعى
صرعى
كأنهم
كأنهم
أعجاز
جاز
أعجاز
أعجاز
نخل
نخل
خاوية
خاوية.
Again, we will repeat this verse. سخرها
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 عليهم
عليهم
سبع
سبع
ليال
ليال
وثمانية
وثمانية
أيام
أيام
حسوما
حسوما.
فترى
فترى
القوم
القوم
فيها
فيها
صرعى
صرعى
كأنهم
كأنهم
أعجاز
أعجاز
نخل
نخل
خاوية
خاوية. قوية
فهل ترى
لهم
من باقية. You will see there is a mim above the noon. Okay, min baqiya. So you will say mim baqiya.
Mim baqiya.
Wajaa.
Wajaa.
Fir'aunu.
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 Waman.
Waman.
Qablahu.
Qablahu.
Wa.
Wa.
Almu.
المتفكات تفكات.
I want you to divide this word three times. و
و
المتفكات
تفكات
والمتفكات
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 بال
بالخاطئة.
بالخاطئة. بالخاطئة.
بالخاطئة.
Again, وجاء.
وجاء.
فرعون.
فرعون.
ومن.
ومن.
قبله.
قبله.
والمؤتفكات.
والمؤتفكات.
بالخاطئة.
فعصوا
رسول ربهم
فأخذهم
أخذة رابية. Again, فعصوا
رسول
ربهم
فأخذهم أخذة رابية. إنا
لما next word will be divided into two. حمل.
عمل.
ناكم.
ناكم.
حمل.
عمل.
ناكم.
ناكم.
So it will be حملناكم.
حملناكم.
في.
الجارية.
الجارية. Again, إنا.
إنا.
لما.
لما.
الجارية.
الجارية.
Next word will be divided into two. Before you read any word in the Quran, look. As soon as you see sukun, divide immediately so that you will not stop. لنج.
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 علىها.
علىها.
لنج.
لنج.
علىها.
علىها.
لنج علىها.
لنج علىها.
لنجعلها.
لنجعلها.
لكم.
لكم.
تذكرة. تذكرة.
تذكرة.
لنجعلها.
لنجعلها.
لكم.
لكم.
تذكرة.
تذكرة.
Whenever you feel that you want to stop, okay, stop with this, you know, with sukun. تذكرة. I can continue, and if I continue, I have to say لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيها. If I will continue, but I am, subhanallah, my nature is that, you know, I don't have a long breath. Okay, I breath. So I always stop. This is my nature. So I always divide.
you know, so that I will not make mistakes. So if I feel three words is enough for me once, so I divide. So I will say, لِنَجْعَلَهَا لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً. لَكُمْ تَذْكِرَةً وَتَعِيَهَا
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 أُذُنٌ
أُذُنٌ
وَاعِيَةٌ
وَاعِيَةٌ
لِنَجْعَلَهَا
لِنَجْعَلَهَا
لَكُمْ
لَكُمْ
تَذْكِرَةً
تَذْكِرَةً
تَذْكِرَةً. I want you always to concentrate on that, on the tashkil, which is after the sukoon. You know, when you have a letter, it's having a sukoon. Next letter, Balqis. Next letter, okay, always look to fatha, shadda, kasra for the letter which is coming immediately after the sukoon. Okay? So I am saying tazkira. I want you always to concentrate on this, yes. Because it is always, you will notice that you will always have a fatha after the sukun. This is wrong. Always try to observe the letter, which is after the letter, which is having the sukun, and try to evaluate, you know, the short vowel and pronounce it correctly. Okay? If you want me to write it in the board, I will show it to you. Yes, the sukun, yes. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. So we repeat it again. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Okay. So now بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We recite بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وحملتي
وحملتي
الأرض
الأرض
والجبال
والجبال
فدكة
فدكة
دكة
دكة
واحدة
واحدة.
You see, now look for the كسرة below the ح. I didn't say واحدة, I say واحدة.
واحدة.
وحملت وحملتي
وحملتي
الأرض
الأرض
والجبال
والجبال
فدكتا
فدكتا
دكة
دكة
واحدة
واحدة
فيومئذ
فيومئذ
وقعت
وقعت
الواقعة
الواقعة
فيومئذ
فيومئذ
وقعت
وقعت
الواقعة
الواقعة
وانشق قاتي
وان
شقتي
وان شقتي
السماء
السماء
فهي
فهي
يومئذ
يومئذ
واهية
واهية
again وان شقتي
وان شقتي
السماء
السماء
فهي
فهي
يومئذ
يومئذ
واهية
واهية
والملك
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 على
على
next word we will divide it twice ار
ار
جاء
جاء
إيها
إيها
three ار
ار
جاء
جاء
إيها والملك
والملك
على
على
أرجائها
أرجائها
والملك
والملك
على
على
أرجائها
أرجائها
ويحمل
ويحمل
I want you to look to the كسرة which is after the سكون ويحمل
ويحمل
عرش
عرش
ربك
ربك
فوقهم
فوقهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
ثمانية
ثمانية
again والملك
والملك
على
على
أرجائها
أرجائها
ويحمل
ويحمل
عرش
عرش
ربك
ربك
فوقهم
فوقهم
يومئذ
يومئذ
ثمانية
ثمانية
يومئذ
يومئذ
تعرضون
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 لا
لا
تخفى
تخفى.
Again, when you have the ya, which is having a stick above her, this means that the ya is an alif. Okay, so it will be تخفى
تخفى
منكم
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 خافية
خافية.
I will stop here, inshallah, so that we can recite it correctly and we can have the lessons from Surah Al-Haqqa. This is the first half of Surah Al-Haqqa, inshallah. I think until 1:15 we will be able to finish up to here. So now, inshallah, yes. Inshallah, today we'll have the meaning of the first half of Surah Al-Haqqa. Why? Because the Quran is the book of the message. The Quran is the book of the rules. When I recite 17 verses of the Quran, I am supposed to learn how many lessons are in this 17 verse. I am supposed to know how many rules I am supposed to follow. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send this message so that we recite it without understanding. We recite it with a good musical voice and then we forget it, put it aside. Then we continue our life with any other kind of rules. But the rules of this Quran, no. The Quran is only to recite, to give music, not to understand. This is why we are in this situation, because we don't have a message in our life. If you have a clear message in your life, and from this clear message, you have a plan in your life, this plan is stamped in your spirit, all praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. This is the goal of the Quran. Why Allah sent the Quran? Everyone has to ask himself or herself as a Muslim, especially nowadays when the rules of the Quran are very difficult for the Muslims to follow. Okay, no riba, no this mixing men and women, no. So the rules of the Quran, they look like they are difficult. They are not practical in our daily life because in reality we are not Muslims. And we are not believers in reality. And I will give you all the proofs now. So because of this, when we are learning the Quran, جزاكم الله خير, may Allah reward you the best because you are trying your best to recite the book of Allah. When you recite it, understand it. Okay, and recite it with the short vowels and long vowels correct. That's it. More than this, you are not asked for. You are not requested to do more effort. Do more effort to know the message, to know the rules, to follow the rules. Following the rules is not easy. Following the rules is the goal of our creation. This is the goal of our creation. Allah created us to worship Him. How I can worship Him from the rules of the Quran. Oh Allah, I don't understand any of the rules of the Quran. I concentrate all my effort for the taqweed of the Quran without understanding any word. What will be the answer on the Day of Judgment? So this is the reality. Okay, so let us start now with the Surah Al-Haqqa, so that inshallah we can try to feel, you know, that when you come close to the rules of the message of the Quran, inshallah, you will realize more the need to understand the Quran and the need to follow the rules of the Quran. Even if you cannot recite it correctly, try your best, but the message is to be understood and to be followed and to be practiced in our daily life, so that the Quran is my daily life, is my way of life. When you tell me, Sister Mona, what is your way of life? I tell you, the Quran is my way of life. You tell me, but you don't know how to do taqweed? I tell you, yes, okay, but I know how to recite the Quran correctly. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking the Muslim, to recite it correctly. Those whom they have more time to do taqweed, jazahum Allah khair, but most important, did they understand the message? Did they follow the message first? Okay, this has to be clear message to every Muslim. Okay, so now let us know about the meaning and the lessons of this 17th verse of the Quran. Rahman Rahim. First, I will read for you the translation of this 17 verse of the Quran, and then inshallah 18, the first 18 verse of the Quran, we will read the translation, and then after we will read the translation, inshallah, I will give you the lesson, and then we will recite it three times together so that inshallah you are sure that you are reciting correctly, inshallah. Okay, the name of the surah is Surah Al-Haqqa. Al-Haqqa means in Arabic the inevitable. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, now this is the translation in the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. The inevitable means the day of resurrection. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying the inevitable. What is the inevitable? And what will make you know what the inevitable is? Okay, Thamud and Ad denied the Qari'ah. The Qari'ah is the striking hour of judgment. The same meaning. Okay, I will clarify to you all of this now. As for Thamud, they were destroyed by the awful cry. And as for Ad, they were destroyed by the furious, violent wind, which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession, so that they could see men lying overthrown, destroyed, as if they were hollow trunks of dead palms. Do you see any remnants of them? And Pharaoh and those before him and cities overthrown, this is the towns of the people of Lut, committed sin, and they disobeyed their Lord's messenger, so he seized them with a strong punishment. Verily, when the water rose beyond its limit, this means Noah flood, we carried you, mankind, in the floating ships that was constructed by Noah, that we might make it Noah's ship and admonition for you, and that it might be retained by the retaining ears. Then, when the trumpet will be blown, with one blowing, the first one, and the earth and the mountain shall be removed from their places and crushed with a single crushing, then on that day shall the great event befall, and the heaven will be rent asunder. For that day it the heaven will be frail and torn up, and the angels will be on its sides, and 8 angels will that day bear the throne of your Lord above them. That day shall you be brought to judgment, not a secret of you will be hidden. Okay, so this is good, alhamdulillah. Now, okay. Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now, inshallah, we will have the lessons from this surah. Verse number 1 and verse number 2 and verse number 3, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating the same word, okay? Which is the meaning of the day of resurrection, the day of resurrection, and what will make you know what is the inevitable, okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating the same warning 3 times. Okay, this is number 1. Okay, this is, you know, the first lesson of this surah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is repeating in verse number 1 and verse number 2 and verse number 3, Allah is sending a warning, repeating the warning. In the third verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and what will make you know what is the inevitable? What is the meaning of this? The meaning of this, that it is very great torment, very great problem, something which you have to give all the attention because you don't know it. You see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is the sending the message for us, the poor human being, so that we may wake up, okay, and we may give attention to him, okay, and to his words. What will make you know, okay, what is this event is, okay? You know, for example, when I tell you, for example, now Sister Mahiba will come. Try to be very nice with her. Who knows who is Sister Mahiba? What is the meaning of this Sister Mahiba? This means that she has very strong personality, for example, okay? Be aware. Okay, don't bypass your limitation with her, for example. Okay, for example, you know, so this is human being issues, games issues. Okay, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, is sending a message like this in the Quran, repeating it 3 times, okay, this means that, you know, this is a very great event which we have to evaluate it according to the evaluation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. So I have to wake up. If I start reciting the surah while I am still semi-sleeping, after verse number 3, I am supposed to wake up. Okay, and to give attention. Okay, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in lesson number 2, He start to mention the destination of the previous nations whom they didn't believe in the day of judgment. Okay, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala started by mentioning Thamud and Ad. Actually, Thamud and Ad, these were tribes which they were living in the, the area which is Saudi Arabia is in now. One of them is in the north, you know, which is around, you know, Syria, Palestine, Jordan. And the other one, this is, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Thamud. Ad is in the place of Yemen, at the south. Okay, one in the north and one in the south. Both of them were tribes, okay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning before in Surah Hud, okay, and in Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the details of the situation of these two tribes with their prophets. Both of them, okay, first we have to know that all the prophets, they came with one message, okay, worship none but Allah, okay. So, the prophet of Thamud, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, his name is Prophet Saleh, he said to them, worship none but Allah, they refused. Okay, so also the Prophet of Ad, okay, who is Prophet Hud, he said to his nation, worship none but Allah, they refused. So Allah is clarifying that Thamud and Ad denied the striking hour of judgment. Okay, here we have to realize that when the people refuse to believe in the unity of Allah, this means that they refuse to believe in the day of judgment. Okay, because believing in the unity of Allah, okay, will make me to live my life according to the rules of Allah with sincerity. Living with sincerity means that I am looking for the reward from Allah in the day of judgment. So there must be a day of judgment. So believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala includes the belief in the day of judgment. So if someone is not believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this means that he is not believing in the day of judgment. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that these two tribes, they denied the day of judgment. Okay, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did for them, okay, the first one, Ad, Allah destroyed them with the furious, violent, sorry, the first two, Allah is mentioning Thamud first, they were destroyed by the awful cry. Now, if any one of us will remember the Hurricane Ike, I listened to a cry on that night when I was in the 10th floor, and I was sure that the wind will break my windows and we will be blown out dead. Okay, they mentioned to us in the building that if the speed of the wind will increase more than 90 miles per hour, you will be dead. Because the windows, the glass can tolerate 90 miles per hour. On that night, it was 130 miles per hour. Okay, yes, believe me, sisters, in the 10th floor, we were sure we were hiding, you know, at the closet. Okay, but we were sure that at any second, we are dead. If one of the windows will be broken, the wind will be in, I will be out, dead. So this cry, we are supposed that I lived the cry. We in Houston, out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to waken us up, He sent for us the hurricane. In the month of Ramadan, in the month of patience, in the month of the Quran, you see, to remind us, to awaken us, to make us to Mona. I recorded a class called the Hurricane Ike. If you have time, inshallah, next week I will bring it to you. It is on the website. I was crying while I was recording the class. Because I want, you know, to have it for myself through my life. the class of the hurricane. When I was crying, telling to Allah, oh Allah, give me more 6 months. And I will be very religious. I will give a lot of charity. I will do a lot of good deeds. But give me more 6 months. Oh Allah. 6 months. 6 months. What are we living, sisters? What is the reality of our life? What is our reality? You know, believe me. Let me continue with you. So regarding the cry, we listen to the cry. Okay, alhamdulillah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved us. Okay, this time Allah saved us. Okay, because this is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Still, we have another chance. For those whom they have mind and the heart, and Allah loves them. Yeah. Under this condition, whoever Allah loves, okay, will always keep the cry, okay, the sound of the cry in his heart, in her heart. So at any time there is a possibility that I will be away from the right path, I tell to myself, Mona, 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 maybe Allah will send another cry tonight. Another hurricane is coming. Okay, wake up, return. Okay, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that difficult night when you were looking for 6 months. Just 6 months to do good deeds. Why again we are far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why? Why? Okay, let us continue. Okay, and as for Ad, the other tribe, they will destroy it by the furious, violent wind which Allah imposed on them for 7 nights and 8 days in succession. Okay, now again I want to ask you, sisters. This hurricane, it started, the effect around, for example, from 10 to 11 at night until 5 to 7 in the morning. 8 hours. 8 hours, and in every second everyone was crying and afraid to die and 8 hours. What about 7 days and 7 nights? Who can tolerate this kind of torment? Okay, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it 7 nights and 8 days? Because Allah sent the wind to kill them. This is wind of destruction. Our wind with wind of warning. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 8 hours and then enough for them. Let us evaluate who will wake up and who is still sleeping. Unfortunately, 99% is still sleeping. Okay, no problem. But at least maybe 10% of the Muslims, they wake up. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sisters, the situation, sisters, you know, every one of us. To tell you the truth, after Hurricane Ike and the month of Ramadan and all of this, me, myself, I changed a lot. I don't know what the Muslims are looking for to follow the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the torment and saved us. All praise to Allah. And the month of Ramadan this year, okay, it was supposed maybe to be the last month of Ramadan in our life. And we were in the middle of the month, maybe we will not have the opportunity to live the last 10 nights of the month of Ramadan, and we will not have the blessings of Laylatul Qadr. Allah saved for us Laylatul Qadr. Allah saved our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the warning. The warning itself is a mercy. Okay? And then, what is our situation after the month of Ramadan? Where are the Muslims? Where is the good deeds? Where are the hearts? What is the problem with the Muslims? Subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed the people of Ad with wind for 7 nights and 8 days so that they would see men lying thrown, destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, you know, and they were thrown in the streets. When you look to the dead palms, okay, and it lost its head. You know, so it will be thrown in the road. This was the situation of the people of Ad, all destroyed and thrown in the streets. We were about to be like them if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased the time of the wind a little bit. 5 or 6 hours more, Galveston will be totally covered, then Houston will be covered, and that's it. So, you know, everyone has to remember that there are other nations which they were destroyed by the cry and by the wind. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also the wind of Ad, it was a very cold one. All praise to Allah, our wind was not very group. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned the rest of the nations. You know, Fir'aun, okay, this is Fir'aun Musa, you know, the one, you know, the big oppressor, okay. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned about the people of Lut. The people of Lut, those are, you know, this is the, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, all praise to Allah. At the time of Prophet Lut, there was no gay marriage. Mm-hmm. All praise to Allah. But Allah destroyed them. How Allah destroyed them? Allah make angel Jibril to take all the city up and to send it upside down. Because they were living upside down. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, everyone has to be aware that we are living in a life where there is gay marriage. So this means that the punishment of Allah is coming. Okay, subhanAllah. You know what I want to clarify to you, sister, that we are living a life where obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seems not to be around. Where is the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where is the follow of the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Where are the people with the good manners? Where are the good communities? Where is the good in our life? You see, this has to be clear to every one of us. This is a warning. A warning, our situation is not safe with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that, you know, when they didn't obey their messengers, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent for them the flood. This is the people of Nuh, okay, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them to be destroyed. So the second lesson of this surah is that those whom they didn't believe in Allah and in the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, okay, and let us be aware. The third lesson is the lesson of the day, the scene of the day of judgment. The scene of the day of judgment will start when the trumpet will be blown, okay. Actually, when the trumpet will be blown, you know, sister, this is the sign that the day of judgment started. That's it. Okay? What will be the first sign? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is clarifying that the earth and the mountains shall be removed from their places and crushed. You know, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will crush the earth and the mountains. Okay, we need to, you know, to reflect on this kind of verse, sisters. What is the meaning of crushing the earth and the mountain? This is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me a command, me Mona, whom is I am less than an insect, I tell no Allah, I don't like it, I am not convenient with your commands. This is the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will make the earth and the mountains to be crushed, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, with a single crushing. Not the mountains in California, then the mountains in Egypt, then the mountains in Taiwan. No, no, no. Everything, one crushing. You know, this is, you know, sister, how we have to live the Quran. How I have to have the fear from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that as soon as a command will come in the Quran, I will be the first one to follow, because I realized who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next sign is that, and the heaven will be rent asunder, okay, for that day, and they will be torn up. Okay, the heaven actually, you know, will be opened into gates, and all the Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, whatever is in the heaven, all will be thrown down, you know.